producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
The president takes to the airwaves on Sunday night to talk about terrorism. At least that's what he called what happened in San Bernardino last week, a terroristic act. It's the first time that we've heard the president say this, and a lot of people are reacting to the fact that the president is finally calling it terrorism. What do you say? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to another week on this show after a horrific week last week for so many people in California and so many of the rest of us, sadly, watching our friends in the Golden State try to make sense of something you can't make sense of as it gets tossed around like a political potato, not thinking. How did nobody have any clue? You know, we always talk about these red flags, but how would you necessarily know that Syed Farouk was going to do this when he had worked for the county for 5 years? There was no magic sign that suddenly went up. So it was a rare office address, Oval Office address for the Prez. In fact, if you're keeping track, it's only the third time that that's actually happened during the Obama administration. So it is a very big rarity for a president who is in the tail end of his final term. 8 o'clock, it hit the airwaves, and he talked about the broader threat of terrorism. A primetime speech, less than a week after 14 people were killed, dozens injured, as we all know, in San Bernardino. It's being investigated as an act of terrorism. Less than a month after the terror attacks in Paris, ISIS claimed responsibility, as you all know, for that attack. The two suspects behind the attack, Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, weren't on a watch list. Malik supposedly posted on Facebook a message pledging allegiance to ISIS leader al-Baghdadi before that attack. Critics are all over the press because he's underestimated the group. I would put myself in that camp. At one point, remember, he called them the JV team, even saying they were contained far from it. Then the White House had to come back and say, if you remember, that they were only talking about geographic advance in Iraq and Syria. Certainly the president talked about this last week. He expressed confidence in what the law enforcement could do in California and across the United States. What the president told CBS was, what I try to do is make sure that people understand the threat is real. We have to be vigilant, but we can't panic and we can't respond out of fear. He spoke with President Alan on Friday to update him on the California shooting. On the Hill, there's been debate on a number of policies in the wake of the Paris attack, now California. And so what does that mean? It means that one of the things that has been expressed is this idea that we need to screen refugees better. And we need to strengthen our visa waiver program. You know, it's not like we didn't know this. Think back to 9/11 and the visa hassle. I mean, yes, this, we're talking about visa waiver for a fiance that gets in a lot faster than even a spouse would get in. But we knew there were visa student visa problems. Why don't you just overhaul the whole visa program 15 years ago? Aren't there smart enough people to go into a room and shake a policy upside down in 15 different ways and think, okay, if somebody wants to come to the United States, let's look at this policy. What are the ways they can do it? There is a fiancé clause. Women, as part of the cause, is not completely unheard of. If you remember, during 9/11, this was discussed at what had happened in the Middle East, and that there was more of that. Certainly, women and children were being used to be carriers. But I don't know why there wouldn't be enough smart people sitting in a room looking at a policy, debating what needs to be done in the wake of 9/11, and why are we always playing catch-up? So 15 years later, there's another way to circumvent it, and it gets circumvented. So now we're doing that. Now we're looking at the policy again. Come on, people. They have to be smarter than this. It's easy, I suppose, and it's human nature. Things fall through the cracks. But if that's my job, and we're sitting and we're looking at policy, we don't have a list of every potential leak, and somebody doesn't think, gee, maybe this is a way some nefarious person could use our policy against us in the way we handle our visa waiver program when it relates to fiancés. Now, ISIS wasn't being discussed after 9/11 as all Al-Qaeda, 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 and then Taliban, Taliban, Taliban. It doesn't matter. The policy is the thing. The laws governing who gets a visa, how they apply, how we know what they're doing in the United States when a visa expires, which was the problem on the other end. Call me crazy. I might not be the smartest person in the room, but I would have to think if I was sitting there and how many minds are working on it, somebody doesn't float these ideas. At least it's not debated. Please tell me somebody was debating this possibility. And now the reaction also becomes, we need to grab the guns. Because even in his speech in the Oval Office, it's one of the things that the president talked about. And this is based on the lone wolf attacks. The president was told there were no links yet uncovered to a broader terror cell. But Islamic State in Iraq and Syria has increasingly encouraged lone wolf attacks. The two suspects weren't on a government watch list. To be fair, they weren't. But before the attack, Malik, using Facebook as their canvas, certainly made reference, at least it's being reported, to ISIS and her allegiance to ISIS. Other things are also happening in the world. We're going to talk about them. In fact, you had a lot on your mind. We're going to go to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF PF53 and P231 standards. ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So why you go step for? So I lock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen out of dreams.
Great nation and beyond. Worrisome conversation is about ISIS, what happened in San Bernardino, awful for the victims, president talking on Sunday night, then the idea that perhaps we need to go back and look at the gun situation. Is this is what's causing it? You think the ammunition they were able to amass, and obviously planning that attack, and they pulled it off, ended up going out in a blaze of bullets last week on Wednesday, but taking 14 souls, innocent people, from this world and maiming others to the point of some of them near death. So the president addresses it head on, calls it terrorism on Sunday, and thinks we should examine our gun policy. Would you link what's happening with guns in the United States and gun ownership to what happened with this couple? 855-266-5283. On that note, many of you did want to talk about that and a few other things as well as we hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jeffrey, who says, Kate, the president, I'm writing this to you as the president is speaking from the Oval Office, and I have to say, it's a little bit too late, buddy. He should have done this maybe on Friday. Let's say you give him a day. But I would have thought we would have heard something on Thursday, much more definitive. He did react to what happened in California, but there is no doubt once they found the cache of weapons, once they immediately knew who the people were and traced back her entrance into the United States, clearly, and the Facebook acknowledgement, clearly, this is terrorism. Clearly, you and I and everybody else on the planet Earth knew that. So why not address it head on? Why not just say what it is or what it's being investigated is that clearly it looks like that? It makes no sense to me. I'm glad, as even though I voted for Obama the first time around, not the second, he is not fit to be president, and I can't wait till somebody else is in the office. Well, Hillary Clinton explained it on Sunday. She said she's not going to use the term radical Islam because it sounds like we're declaring war against a religion. She was on ABC's This Week. She said it doesn't do justice to the vast number of Muslims in our country and around the world who are peaceful people. She said it helps to create the clash of civilizations that's actually a recruiting tool for ISIS and other radical jihadists who use this as a way of saying we're in a war against the West and you must join us. Because she's facing criticism, like the president, for refusing to use the term radical Islamic terrorism in the wake of the ISIS attacks and the shootings and killings in San Bernardino. I don't know. Do you think it sounds like we're declaring war against a religion? I'm opening the door wide open. Is Clinton's argument a fair and valid one as to why not just Clinton, Obama, Democrats, and lots of other people not wanting to use that term? Is it that much of a match? I mean, she does flush it out and say she thinks it's a recruiting tool, so why do we do that? If it's a recruiting tool to say that, why are we doing that? Now, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was on Face the Nation, said they won't say radical Islamic jihadists. When you say radical Islamic jihadists, they understand, the rest of the Muslim community understands, the people who are peaceful, who attend mosques in a peaceful way, work in our country, raise their family, pay their taxes, they know they're not radical Islamic jihadists. So here's my question to all of you, and it's such a simple one. Should we call radical Islam what it is? That argument doesn't wash with me because it is radicalized, jihadist, Islamic, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. And I think stepping around it creates more of a war of words that must make the people who would love to see us all blow up laugh their heads off. Wasting airtime, breath, our precious breath on that, just call it what it is. How often do we get shoved in our face, less is more? We live in the 140 character world. I think it's fair to say that. Now, so you know, because the last time we met, we were, of course, talking about this. I'm going to say this quickly as I have a slew of emails related to it I'm going to get to. But they did find 1,400 rounds of .223 caliber ammunition and more than 209 millimeter rounds in the rented car after they were killed in the shootout with police, and then found all kinds of stuff at the house or apartment, including pipe bombs. And now there's a neighbor saying they thought something funny was going on and so much work in the garage. Who knows, you know, what that means. This one from Mary who says, Kate, man, hug the kids, hug the family, because it just seems like it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, not to be a fearmonger and be dire, but it is just flat out ugly what happened in San Bernardino. Thoughts and prayers go to those families. Sam I Am says, Kate, how are your football predictions doing so far this year? It's been a very strange one, my friend. I promise I will call in a future nail the score. In our next segment, we'll tell you what happened and nail the score. In each and every week we do that. Tuesday into Wednesday, our last segment in the second hour, your chance to nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You pick a side, tell us who's going to win, and you may win a computer if you're lucky. How about this? Here's a shocker for you. I will mention this because of the question about the game. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots. Yes, it's true. 35-28. I am stunned. The Eagles scored on a punt return, a blocked punt, and a 99-yard pick six. There were a lot of strange things that happened in that game. Let's just say that. And for those of you who have a certain alma mater or just root for a couple of schools, I've been asked this question. In fact, here it is. Ben says, Kate, what do you think of the final pairings for college football? Are you excited about the matchups? Well, I think that the pairings were good. Clemson, OU, and Alabama, MSU. MSU, the Spartans, had done so well. I was worried that they were going to get left out in Oklahoma, best defense in the country. I can't argue with Clemson's choice at all, or Alabama. So I like the fact that we have a college football playoff system, and I'm going to say all four of those teams deserve to be there. There wasn't a lot of drama for the selection committee. Bing, 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 they came up with who they needed to come up with or what they thought should have gotten it and announced it on Sunday. Clemson, the ACC champs and the only remaining unbeaten team in the FBS, got the top spot, beat North Carolina on Saturday night. So for the Tigers, for people that are Clemson fans, they're looking for their first national title since 1981. They were pretty excited. They ended up buying free pizzas for Tiger fans that showed up to Memorial Stadium. They got a slice so that they could celebrate Clemson's number one ranking. That's pretty clever, I would say. And Michigan State. Oh, are you listening to us in the great state of Michigan? I have a lot of friends that are attached to Michigan State. They're looking for their first national championship since 1966. They beat Iowa. They had to rally to beat Iowa on Saturday. They got their second Big Ten championship in the past three seasons. So that pushed the Spartans into the situation where they are. Think about it. 1966, last time they had a championship. Wow. Hang with us. Promise, I'm jumping the fence. I'll meet you on the other side.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away.
Hey, America, how you feeling? Ton of email. So much that it, I think we could spread it out through the rest of the week. I tell you, lots of opinions on what's happening in San Bernardino, in the wake of San Bernardino, what a neighbor was saying, the San Bernardino gunman who was obsessed with ISIS in Israel, according to his dad now, we're hearing that. I mean, it's, you know, the saddest thing of this, of any discussion we have on it, is still it hasn't been a week, and imagine family members letting it sink in while we're looking at Christmas trees and going to stores and seeing lights, and it's supposed to be happy, happy time for people. Is it happy for those families who lost husbands and wives? I mean, they're still dealing with this. Probably, in some cases, they're still now finishing up funeral arrangements. All because Syed Farouk was pushing his lame ISIS ideology to an extreme. Apparently, he was fixated with Israel. Farouk's father told a newspaper, an Italian newspaper, during an interview that he offered the thoughts up that his own ideas, you know, his unusual ideas about Israel. He said that his son shared al-Baghdadi's ideology and supported the creation of the Islamic State. That he was also obsessed with Israel. That the father said, I told him he had to stay calm and be patient because in 2 years Israel will not exist anymore. That's what the father said. Oh, be patient, my son. Israel will be blown off the map anyway. He went pretty deep into it, flushing out his ideas and what he told his son. Now, here's the thing. The younger Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, slaughtered 14 people at a Christmas party last week. They were then killed during a shootout with the cops later in the day. His father's ex-wife and mother of his children said in court papers filed during divorce proceedings that her husband had a history of substance abuse. She said, my husband is mentally ill and is on medication, but is also an alcoholic and drinks with the medicine. This was all put in the New York Times. He disputed those allegations, and then he said that Farouk's mother is very religious as he was, and they united against me. He said that his son called him a godless person and he decided that my marriage with his wife had to end. They destroyed the family. Ugh. And he goes deep into that. But I still go back to the victims. I still go back to the people who have lost those close to them on a terrible, terrible time of the year. I mean, any time of the year is terrible. Any time of the year is terrible. And the FBI's searched the house, turned it upside down, looking for any clues, looking for any red flags, for any after the facts. Over the weekend, they were doing the same thing. In fact, the FBI actually raided the home of a man who was believed to be the guy who bought the assault rifles used in the shooting rampage. The FBI is trying to tie up loose ends, and they're investigating deeper into the attack, of course, another layer. They're trying to determine if a former neighbor of one of the attackers had any knowledge of the plot. The search was at a home in Riverside. Enrique Marquez was his house. And Farouk lived in the home next door with relatives until a few months ago. So, of course, they had boxes of evidence they were reeling out from the house. He supposedly bought two military-grade rifles used in the attack. But the weapons were even modified to make them more dangerous, more lethal, if you will. He hasn't been charged with anything yet. He checked himself into a mental health facility. But they want to interview him about the rifles. The guns were actually purchased 3 years ago. And it's interesting because this Farouk character supposedly was a loner. The only exception was this relationship with this Marquez guy. So now there's debate over what he knew. But the main thing is he was obsessed with ISIS, according to his father, and with Israel. And he gets a mail order bride. And she gets into this country very, very easily, which then brings us back to the same place where we were. Why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? And there is no good answer. There is no good answer to that question. For the people who are left behind, who are simply doing their jobs, many of them knowing him just by walking in the hallway. Their families have that horrible chest pain, I call it, that you have to carry around of the why us, why me, how did this happen? It's pitiful. Speaking of pitiful, Congressman Pete King slammed the president. He's no friend of the president, certainly. He attacks him a lot. But he said after the Sunday night Oval Office address that it was a total failure of leadership. Of course, King is the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. And he says that this speech shows an obvious weakness in the administration because of the lack of what's the relevance to the connection to the San Bernardino massacre and the whole idea of not saying that the enemy is Islamist terrorism. Or Pete King says, the congressman, he didn't call for increased surveillance of the Muslim community. Instead, he talked about Islamophobia. Here's the bottom line. The policy is a failed one against ISIS. And the speech doesn't correct that. And does it really calm the fears of anyone? I mean, if it was supposed to calm the fears, I don't see it doing that. I mean, and we come back to the same simple phrase. Why can't we just say, of course, we are at war with radical Islamic terrorists? Florida Senator Marco Rubio said nothing that happened in the speech tonight is going to assuage people's fears. I agree. And then the cynicism to spend a significant amount of time talking about discrimination against Muslims. Where is the widespread evidence that we have a problem with this? And thank you for saying that, Senator Rubio, because I agree. Do we have a widespread problem of this? And I would say no. When things bubble up, certainly there can be heavy rhetoric. Something can happen in a neighborhood or in an area, but I wouldn't say it is a widespread problem. Of course, I'm looking at it from one point of view. And collecting other points of view. That's what we do here on America Tonight. That's why I say this show is about all of you and the buzz in your backyard. But I don't think that's the problem. I don't think so. It's not a, you know, Lindsey Graham actually, who has no prayer of being president, this longtime South Carolina senator, actually did say it right. He said, we're at war and President Obama's fighting a crime. It is a war. And it's a war we don't want to lose. Because I don't know about you, but none of us want to be in that situation. 13 minutes is how long prime time was held up for the press to talk about this. It's the first time since last week's mass shooting that the president specifically did say the killings were terrorism. What did you see in watching this? Is there really going to be a battle? And what's that battle going to look like? Here's what I say. This is going to be the next president's problem because we're almost to the point where it's a year out of the end of this presidency. So ramping up whatever the action taken is going to be different for whoever comes in. It's going to land squarely into their lap. I mean, this speech was disappointing. There wasn't... I haven't always disagreed with everything the president said, but I think Fox News' Juan Williams was wrong. He said it was a success. He said he had been given a mulligan. I think it was a mulligan that he shouldn't have taken. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, hello, hello, hello. Lots of opinions flying around. Man, I'm telling you, the emails are coming in the door at a rate of, I can't keep up with it. It's like at a deli when you run out of numbers. Yeah, we're running out of numbers, but it's good stuff. We'll spread them out throughout the week. You can always weigh in at AmericaTonight.net or flip on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 83. Let's go to John in Washington. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Kate, how are you doing?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I wanted to correct something. Those rifles that they used were not military grade.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to have some extensive machining experience to make those fully automatic. But the point I wanted to make is this whole gun control issue is over one thing, and that is that in this country, we are innocent until proven guilty, and we've got 350 million gun owners in this country, and even if we had one of these shootings a week, at the end of the year, you wouldn't even have 1% of the gun owners responsible for any of this. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to make innocent people pay for a very minuscule group. You know.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah.
You know, and the best thing I can tell you about this is we need to get more people with concealed carry permits. And the reason is about 5 years ago, there was a thing in Israel that occurred with a guy with a bomb vest on his body and a 21-year-old female with her baby happened to see his coat open, and she saw that, and she dropped the guy right in the street. Nothing happened. No explosion, no nothing. Now, the picture you saw on the Internet was her and the bad guy laying in the street. The picture you saw here in the United States was one of their policemen or military guys standing over this guy, and the caption said, you know, the Israeli police force got this guy. And it was a bunch of baloney. You know, the stuff that's going on in this country to create this animosity with everybody is just a lot of baloney.
You know, I agree with you. I think that's part of it, to use that as the excuse. We can't say that or we can't say this, and to just throw it back on the people. But I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And it's not about the guns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a gun rider years ago that had put a pistol. He did this on purpose. He loaded it. He pulled the hammer back and put it in his gun safe. It sat there for over 20 years, and he was doing it just to prove a point. He said that gun did not kill anybody in 20 years, and it was sitting there loaded and cocked.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree, yep. John. As always, you make great sense. Good caller. Thanks for the call. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. I got a brand new phone. How do I sound?
You sound good, actually. Really good.
Good, good. Then I won't be kicked off the air for going crinkle, 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 crinkle.
yeah, we got to let you fly.
Yeah, that was a mulligan, all right. A mulligan stew of the same old bull crap that this president keeps putting out there.
Yeah.
We're at war with Muslims. They started it. We're going to have to finish it. Since 750 A.D., this Muslim supposed religion, which is nothing more than a blood cult, a conquering blood cult, has been in one idea and one idea only. Take over wherever you're at. Have no infidel as your friend. Destroy the infidel because he's a non-believer. We are the non-believers and suckers because we're allowing the enemy into our country. All Muslims will not forsake the Quran. You can't get them to spit on the Quran. They follow the Quran. They read the Quran. They live by the Quran. They will die for the Quran. All of them all want to go to Allah. Well, by God, get them out of the country and let them go back and kill each other. Not here in America. Nor more Muslims brought into this country, and all Muslims here must leave. We are going to have a revolution in this country. If this killing keeps going on, we're going to start winding up killing Muslims, and then they're going to have the press going, oh, look what the terrible Americans have done to our brothers, and blah, 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 blah. No. These are the enemy of America, and if you don't believe me, read the Quran alive right on your show, and I will prove it to you 100%.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's just, again, this goes back to that same thing of the reaction, grasping at straws, Dan. This is what's happening, and so in the effort to grasp at straws, so much is falling through this funnel, through this sieve. And that's the scary part. The scary part is you just ask yourself how much you trust, not so much the information, but how much you trust what's ultimately the decision makers, because there are decision makers around this, around our reactions and around policies like the visa waivers. I went into a whole thing about that, because to me the most infuriating part of this whole thing is the fact that we looked at the policy after 9/11, and I can't believe it's like a wicked brainstorming session. You know, it's like a checklist. It's sitting around and saying, okay, geez, I can't. 9/11, we are panicked. We are thinking, how did this happen? How did they get in? How could we not have seen them? How come they weren't on a watch list? How come not everybody's name ticked up? And in the effort to do that, then tracing it back to the student visas. Oh, well, of course, student visas, and we had no idea that they were still in the country or what happened. And so you look at the overall visa policy. It's been 15 years. 15 years is a long time not to look at a policy again and again, not to think, oh, is there something we're missing here? Let's see, what are the visa policies? What does it say? How could somebody else sneak in? If, let me put myself in their shoes. They want to come in. They want to figure out a way. What is it that we're not doing? How do we block this? I really think it comes down to that. Now, if the policy was that they it would be faster to have somebody who's married come in, so that you could say, well, they could have just gotten married, and it would have been wouldn't have been so fast. And how much would it change in this situation? And who was the one that was hell bent on killing the people, making their statement? Both combined, was he already at the brink and she just pushed it that much far, pushed him further down the road? I mean, really, who cares? A lot of this is being analyzed. The bottom line, it does not bring back the people who were innocently slaughtered. I mean, you know, who were innocent and then they were slaughtered. So the first time since the last week's mass shooting that the president specifically said the killings were terrorism. I guess the president thought he was being reassuring, but I don't think he was being reassuring in what I heard. There was acknowledgement of it, at least. I mean, if you think about it, it's like the Fort Hood shooting. Terrorism, not workplace violence. Any kind of new executive orders dealing with gun control, because that's where it's headed next? Nope, we haven't seen that, at least not yet at this point. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. Send me your thoughts. Thanks for the calls. You guys are great. AmericaTonight.net. Patrick Eggdorf, good job. See ya.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.